Today, international money transfers, yet another big bank ripoff. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ACCC has found that Australian consumers are paying too much for foreign currency conversion services because of confusion about pricing and the lack of robust competition. The final report of the ACCC's Foreign Currency Conversion Services Inquiry highlights important competition and consumer issues affecting individuals and small businesses who use international money transfers, or IMTS, foreign cash, travel cards, and credit or debit cards for transactions in foreign currencies. The ACCC found that it can be challenging for consumers to shop around and make informed decisions about foreign exchange services. As a result, many consumers continue to use the big four banks for foreign exchange services, despite the availability of much cheaper alternatives. It is difficult for consumers to compare prices because some suppliers do not disclose their total price upfront. In addition, consumers pay unexpected fees for some services. Finally, complex prices can deter consumers from shopping around because of the time and effort required to do so. During 2017-18, individual consumers who used the big four banks to send transfers in US dollars and British pounds could have collectively saved about 150 million Australian dollars if they had instead used a lower priced supplier. Consumers and small businesses tend to default to their usual bank to send money overseas, but this may not be the cheapest option. This is another example where consumers may end up paying more for their loyalty. And the final report warns that travellers can pay a high price for leaving their purchase of foreign cash to the last minute and buying at the airport. Consumers should also consider whether their existing credit or debit card may be cheaper than using foreign cash or a travel money card for overseas purchases. Some credit and debit providers offer cards with no international transaction fees, which can be much cheaper options than many other products. Consumers should be aware that some commercial comparison sites may not be independent and that suppliers may pay for their services to be promoted by these sites. There are, however, two government-funded comparison websites for international money transfers, www.sendmoneypacific.org and www.saverasia.com, which compares prices of IMT services available to a number of Southeast Asian and Pacific Island countries. Foreign cash is more expensive at airport locations than at other locations. When buying $200 in February 2019, consumers could have saved around $40 by purchasing from the cheapest supplier at a non-airport location compared with the most expensive supplier at the airport. And consumers and small businesses who use the most expensive bank to transfer around $7,000 would have paid more than $500 more than if they had used the cheapest supplier. If customers of the big four banks used a debit or credit card without international transaction fees instead of a travel money card, they could save up to $13 on a $200 US purchase. And consumers of the big four banks could save up to $5 on $200 purchased if they use a regular debit or credit card instead of a travel money card. The report includes best practice guidance for businesses supplying foreign exchange services. It explains how they should disclose prices to consumers. And the guidance focuses on ensuring that businesses clearly disclose the full price of a foreign exchange service to consumers upfront. We consider businesses who ignore this best practice guidance may be at risk of breaching the Australian consumer law, Mr. Sims said. And the inquiry was preceded by firstly findings from the World Bank in June 2018 that the cost of sending money overseas from Australia was approximately 11% higher than the G20 average, and 13% higher than the UK, and almost 40% higher than the US. The Productivity Commission's report on competition in the Australian financial system, which recommended that the ACCC, in consultation with ASIC, investigate what additional disclosure methods could be used to improve consumer understanding and comparison of fees for foreign transactions. And on the 2nd of October 2018, the Treasurer approved the ACCC holding an inquiry into the supply of foreign exchange services in Australia. And the final report focuses its competition analysis primarily on IMTS. And IMTS are significant for a number of reasons, including prices in Australia are high by global standards, and IMTS are the significant outlay for Australians, with an estimated $21 billion Australian dollars in personal IMTS sent from Australia each year. IMTSs are regularly used by groups of potentially vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers, such as migrant and temporary workers. And the average transaction size for IMTS is much larger than other services considered in the inquiry. So there you have it, yet another disclosure of bad practice amongst the big banks. And it's partly because we as consumers are rather lazy and go for the simple option, preferring to pay more than finding the best deal. But then on the other hand, the banks don't make it that easy. I think we've heard that all before. And it's worth saying that as interest rate margins are compressed, thanks to lower interest rates and competition, the banks will be looking for other ways to buttress their fees to try and maintain their profitability. So don't expect this issue to go away anytime soon. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.